Five wolves are living along Fort McCoy's northern range, which is north of Highway 21. Tim Wilder is an Army endangered species biologist. One of his duties is to keep an eye on the pack.
They should be probably about this time of the year now, finding a den site and digging a den. And in late March, early April, they'll probably have their pups. So if we can figure out where that site is, we've said there's certain things we're going to do, put a buffer area around it where certain activities can't take place until about mid-June is when, by that time, the adults will move the pups away from the den site.
Wilder finds it amazing the wolves have been able to come back into the state and find their way from northern to central Wisconsin. His job includes educating people in the area about wolves. Since they're currently listed as federally endangered, Wilder has assessed how activity at the fort may affect the wolf and how to minimize the effect.
There's a lot of activity on Fort McCoy right now, troops being mobilized. Actually, they're not using the training areas all that much. They're using the ranges more to qualify under weapons and that type of thing. But just in general, over the last 10 years, the amount of training has increased on McCoy, and it'll probably continue to increase. But again, I think with the things we've said we would do, you know, it shouldn't interfere all that much with training.
Wilder says he wouldn't be surprised to someday see wolf packs move even farther south. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.